Welcome to this podcast of Sunday nights on ABC Local Radio. I hope you enjoy the program. Right now, our special guest, Archbishop Claudio Maria Cilli, the President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. He was in Australia recently, and our own Noel Debien had the chance for a discussion with a real Vatican insider.
Archbishop Claudio Maria Cilli. I am the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.
Archbishop Cilli, you've come a long way. You're here in Australia with hundreds of Australian communicators. Why make a trip? Why is this so important to come and speak to these people?
I think that today new technologies are originating a new reality. What we call today the digital continent, and social networks. It means that today new technologies are creating a big challenge, but also a great opportunity for the church. You know, the real mission of the church is to communicate. We exist because we are entitled to communicate the love of God for every man and for every woman. And so the mission of the church is this one: communicate. Communication is the center of our mission. We are not spreading only news, but we are proclaiming the good news that is the love of God.
I think back maybe half a century to the Vatican documents, to the Declaration on the Means of Social Communication, more than 50 years ago. It seems to me fresh as a daisy. If you read it now, the message is still important to all clergy, to all Catholic teachers and leaders.
Yeah. If you remember, the Vatican II has a special document about social communication. And is mainly talking about media. And in that moment, it's true, the main three media were press, radio, and television. Movie also. But today something has changed. It means that new technologies are creating a milieu, a continent where hundreds of millions of people are living together, are inhabitants. The big problem for us today, the big challenge, is to know how we announce Jesus in this continent. And this is a must for us. Before, I was saying that the church exists because she has to communicate. Yes, she has to announce Jesus. And many people, if they don't meet Jesus in a social network, they don't find him, they don't meet him. Because many people will never enter a church, for example, but they are inhabitants of a digital continent. So the big challenge for the church is how to be present. In what language I can address men and women of today? And certainly there is, you can imagine, an anthropological dimension. One thing, one matter is to talk with a kid, one matter to talk about a young man or a mature person. But also there is a proper language today of these technologies. And this is why we are talking about a digital culture. We are not using any more instruments, but new technologies are originating a milieu where we live. And such a milieu is changing our life.
Archbishop Chelli, can I ask you, for you, as you grew up and you saw the emergence of this digital technology, what have you noticed has changed since you were a young man and a young priest?
I tell you honestly, I discover little by little how my life is changing. I must be honest, I still belong to the old culture, if I can use this expression. Because when I have a free moment, I like to read a good book. But today, the young generations, they prefer to spend their free time in front of a computer, about in front of their laptop, or like a smartphone. And this is a change of life. And we are not only using a smartphone or a laptop or an iPad, but we are changing my life. And I spend, you know, for example, in Europe, I don't know here in Australia, in Europe, a kid of 10 years old is spending 5 hours a day in front of a screen of a PC. And this is not only an instrument. Really, there is a change of perspective, a change of life, a change of culture. And for us, the people of my age, we are not digital born. We are already receiving this through the time. And so I am discovering this little by little. But certainly today I am discovering that they are changing my life. And I, in my life is having a new perspective. You know, it is interesting. Today, in this digital continent, you're changing way of communicating. But also, there is a change in relationship, how you have friendship. For example, one friend of mine is a professor in Spain. And once he met his boy that is 11 years old, well, the boy was playing at the computer with a Japanese friend. So the kid in Spain, his friend in Japan, and through the computer they were playing a game. But this is giving new perspective. No borders. Officially, politically, we have borders. But already, through this, in this digital continent, if you know languages, if you are an open person, you can have a real dialogue with everybody. I think that here is a big challenge also for us. How we educate our people to be able to have a respectful dialogue with the truth of others. But it is not just to minimize or to change our knowledge of the truth, but is an approach. A respectful dialogue with the truth of others.
Archbishop Chelli, I'm told you speak four languages. English, I think, is your number four language after all the others you speak. And I saw also when you were preparing, you were on your smartphone sending emails. So the Pontifical Council is modernizing, I think, straight away too. But my question is, do you think this change, this loss of borders, this new continent, this is a good change, a bad change? How does the Church approach this change in terms of value or disvalue?
I think that it is a good change. You know, we are not naive. We know the limits, the difficulties, the dangers of this continent. Also, if you remember the three late popes, it means John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and now Pope Francis, are having a positive evaluation of the social media. Pope Francis is telling us, don't be afraid to enter in the social media. I repeat, the popes are not naive. They know exactly the dangers, the limits of internet. But certainly also we are looking at the positive aspects. I think that no borders. But the human family has no borders in the plan of God.
In some way, we saw a Pope Francis with some young people in St. Peter's Basilica. They get the phone and they take the selfie. This is telling a new story.
Yeah, but this is, you know, Pope Francis has a great capacity to enter in a real dialogue with everybody. He is not so expert in technology. But what he has a special is the capacity to have gestures, to have words that are reaching people. People are feeling questioned by what he says, directly, straight. And he's inviting us to the essential aspects of the gospel. But also is inviting us to rediscover what is the real meaning of the love of God. I like to say the tenderness of the love of God for everybody of us. And this is, for me, something special that we do to Pope Francis, is helping us to rediscover again, for example, the maternal aspect of the Church. You know, this was always said. If I remember, and you do the same, a famous encyclical letter of John the 23rd, Mater et Magistra, Mother and Teacher. And we can say easily that the Church has been teacher, but sometimes we forgot also that she is a mother. And I like today to rediscover with Pope Francis the maternal dimension of the love of the Church.
Can I ask you, on that maternal dimension, one thing about social media is it goes two ways. It's not like the old traditional media where the broadcast goes out, but this comes back. Is this a challenge also for the Church, this two-way dialogue?
I think that this is touching directly. It is true, for example, that the tweet of the Holy Father is not interactive. You can imagine, we have millions of followers. Would be impossible to open an interactive dialogue with people, materially impossible. But certainly communication today is not only one-directional message. The problem is to see how we touch the hearts of the people, how this message is reaching everybody. I would say how the Church is open, is able today to accompany the life of men and women today in their difficult life. It's not easy. You know, there are moments of doubt, of darkness, of difficulty. And the Church has to show such an attitude. If you remember, Pope Francis was saying just recently, the culture of encountering people. And he was mentioning the parable of the Good Samaritan. How we approach, how we are taking charge, how we are getting responsible of people that are meeting in our daily life. Because certainly the tendency today, for economical reason, but also for other aspects of life, consider individualism, for example. We are, I don't know how to say this in English, we are discarding people.
Discarding people, getting rid
of them. Exactly, rid of them. The old, the sick, the people that, no, the problem is this, the maternal aspect of the church. A church that is teaching, but also the church that is loving. The human person in the difficulties of the road of life. And this is what I like very much today. This perception of a church that is not criticizing, not judging, but that is approachable to everybody. There is an unjust feeling of Pope Francis says that the doors of the church must be always open, that everybody who is passing in front of it, notwithstanding his status of life, can enter. But also the doors of the church must be open in order that the disciples of Jesus are going out to encounter everybody, because we have something in our heart that must be shared with others, and this something is Jesus, is Jesus Christ, is love.
You're on Sunday Night with me, John Cleary, and right now we're listening to Noel Debien in conversation with Archbishop Claudio Maria Cilli, the President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. That is a key papal advisory position.
Archbishop Cilli, can I ask you, half a century since the Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, the means of social communication was one aspect where John the 23rd said, we must open the windows, we want the church to dialogue. In your opinion, how has social media improved or made less effective dialogue between the church as mother and the church as teacher with its members?
But we have a concrete experience. Probably you know news.va.
Yes.
This is official site of the Holy See for news. Well, news.va is present in Facebook. Today we have 20 million visitors in a week. And people are making commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
People, they like to express their feelings.
Two-way.
Exactly. People, they criticize also. Sometimes they express negative commentaries.
Mm.
But often they express their positive reactions to some teachings, to some intervention of Pope Francis. I think that this is the way. You know, the communication today really is stressing such an interactive presence. And here also, again, this is some aspect of the technological aspect of the communication of the church. Not only of the church, over every communication is like this way. And we have to learn, little by little. Like, for example, before I was talking about the respectful dialogue. This is the way of the church. But we must learn what it means fully in our daily life. You know, sometimes also in this field we are talking about tolerance. And we were stressing that this is a positive aspect. I'm accustomed to say that I don't like to be tolerated. And there is a beautiful affirmation of Pope Benedict addressing the person of culture in Lisbon in 2010. He's saying that we must look to the truth of others in order to be enriched by it. We know what we have in our heart, but also we can be enriched by the seriousness, by the truth of others. So the other is not only tolerated, but is accepted as a moment of my improvement. Really, the other one is a rich possibility for me to increase my knowledge and my perception of truth. And so this is something that I have to learn little by little, also today. And the church also has to learn it by every day, what it means, respectful dialogue with the truth of others.
It seems to me, in one way, you're saying that the new media, the new dialogue of media, is quite a significant change, is quite a significant thing that the church, and certainly communications under your leadership, needs to pay careful attention to and become involved in.
Yeah, I think that this is our involvement and the challenge that we have to face every day. There was during the synod a beautiful example. The church was represented like a lighthouse in the port area, giving light to the boats who are arriving. And it is true, the church is giving light. But like the lighthouse, is remaining stable. I prefer to use another example, the torch. You can keep the torch along the road.
Carry it with you.
Exactly. You are giving light to the people who you are encountering along the road, with their difficulties, with their doubts, with their sufferings. You know, today the big question is this. Is the church able today to give warm up the hearts of the people? Many of our people are walking sad in life, the problems of life. This is the mission of the church, that is walking with them along the road and carrying a torch. Not only to give light, but to give warmth to the heart of the people. And I think that this is allow me to quote another moment of the Holy Bible, of the New Testament. The first gift of the risen Lord, do you remember, to the disciples of Emmaus, when he's talking with them, what they discovered when he disappearing? They said, do you remember how our heart was burning up when he was talking with us? So this is, for me, is important. Is Jesus, is the church today able to warm up the heart of the people? And this is today what I like to express. The church has to have a respectful dialogue with everybody, knowing what we have in our heart, but with a respectful attitude with the other. And we are along the same road. We don't have specific roads or special roads. These are the roads of everybody. the disciple of Jesus has to be present in this road and offering what we have in our heart, giving a testimony of life. You know, Pope Francis was recalling a nice refrain of St. Francis of Assisi, that he was telling to his brothers, you have always to announce Jesus, and if it is needed, also with words. It means that the first way of communication is testimony. You know, my mother was showing to me that she loves me, not with the great declarations, but with the gestures of every day. I think that this is the challenge for the disciples of Jesus along the road. Not to make a lot of publicity, but the testimony of life. We must recall that the church is moving, not with proselytism, but with attraction. Mm-hmm. We must be, I don't know if it is correct, my expression, contagious.
Contagious, yes.
It means that normally we are using this expression contagious only for sickness.
We talk about an infectious laugh in
exactly,
English.
Exactly. Sometimes we have a negative evaluation of this word contagious, but I like to use it in a nice way, in a positive way. We can be contagious with love. This is the challenge of the disciples of Jesus along the road. And this afternoon, celebrating the Mass, I will recall what I think is a nice expression of Saint-Exupéry, you know, the author of The Little Prince.
Yes.
And he says in one of his books, recalling the resurrection, he's saying, my Lord, appear also to me, because life is more difficult without the taste of God. I think that today our mission is to help people to perceive the flavor, the taste of God in their life. And if allow me to remain exactly in the context of resurrection of these days, the taste of God is joy, is peace, is to perceive how deeply I am loved by Him, but also how deeply I am involved in such a love for others. And this is the real meaning to be disciples. And only in this way we are contagious. Only in this way the church really is a moment of attraction for men and women that she's encountering along the road. And this is our challenge today, but our great opportunity.
Archbishop Celi for the Pontifical Council for Communications, thank you very much for being with the ABC.
It's a pleasure to stay here with you, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast of Sunday Nights on ABC Local Radio. Thank you for listening.